The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are that of the host and do not necessarily represent the views of any organization, individual, company, or business. Welcome in to the Random Internet News Grapevine Podcast, or RING. I'm Walter Johnson. This is episode number 2 for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, on this episode of the RING podcast, I'm going to talk about the Daugherty County District Attorney's race and why it's important for eligible registered voters and here in Albany, in Daugherty County, Georgia. And by the way, in each and every episode the RING podcast is recorded right here in Albany, Georgia, and not anywhere else, not Atlanta or Chicago, New York, or anywhere else, right here in Albany, Georgia, you know, homegrown podcast here. And before getting started, and a quick reminder that more information about the Random Internet News Grapevine Podcast, or the RING Podcast, including the first episode, which was recorded on Monday, April 15th of 2024, can be found at randominternetnewsgrapevine.substack.com. That's randominternetnewsgrapevine, four words rolled into one, .substack.com. Once again, that's randominternetnewsgrapevine.substack.com. You can also access it on the Southwest Georgia Network website at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And episode number 1, and as well as this episode you're listening to right now, will also be uploaded to Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. So a lot of distribution everywhere. So with that out of the way, it's time to get into the topic for today on the Random Internet News Grapevine Podcast. And that would be the race for the district attorney's office in Daugherty County. And in Daugherty County. And as this podcast is, as this episode is being recorded on Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, it's less than 3 weeks until the primary elections for multiple state and local offices throughout Georgia. And that would include the Daugherty County District Attorney's race. And the incumbent, Greg Edwards, is squaring off against local attorney Elizabeth Gibson, who once worked for the DA's office, but stepped down recently. And as of this recording, she's employed with the law firm of Brimberry, Kaplan and Brimberry, based here in Albany. Brimberry, spelled B-R-I-M-B-E-R-R-Y, Brimberry, and Brimberry, Kaplan and Brimberry. And Greg Edwards was first elected to the Daugherty County District Attorney's Office way back in 2008, in the same year that Barack Obama was running for President of the United States. And of course, Obama was elected President of the United States on November 4th, 2008. But back to this race here in Daugherty County, where the DA's office in the Daugherty Judicial Circuit. And the Daugherty Judicial Circuit is one of many judicial circuits throughout the state of Georgia. And seeing some of the neighboring circuits, and include the Southwestern Judicial Circuit, which includes Lee and Terrell counties, the Tifton Circuit, which includes Worth County, and then I think there's a South Georgia circuit, which includes Mitchell County, I think the Bartola Judicial Circuit, I think that includes Randolph and Calhoun counties. So, which counties are included in that territory, I don't know. So, I'm just going to have to find that out there. Anyways, it's just going to move right along. And while Edwards will be looking to win another term as the Daugherty County District Attorney, and then Elizabeth Gibson will be the challenger. And then, so what are the priorities that both candidates are looking at here? And for Greg Edwards, the incumbent, and according to an article published in the Victoria Advocate and from the Albany Herald, and then Edwards says that preventing young people from getting involved in crime is an important priority for his campaign. So for a county with a population of barely over 80,000 residents, 82,000 residents as of the most recent population estimate in 2023, in Daugherty County had admitted as many as 100,718 residents way back in 1980. And kind of like in the old days when Jimmy Carter was running for president. And it seems like long ago. I mean, it seems like in Daugherty County it's been steadily and constantly losing population since that 1980 census was taken almost 4.5 decades ago. I mean, so it'll be interesting to see how things go going forward, whether more people will stay in Daugherty County over the long haul, or where things will continue to go downhill. Things will continue to go downhill as far as the population is concerned. But as the old saying goes, that's neither here nor there. And what about Elizabeth Gibson? And as far as her legal experience is concerned, she's an alumnus of Albany State University, and then she received a law degree from the University of Georgia back in 2011, and is a current member of the Daugherty Circuit Bar Association, as well as the State Bar of Georgia. And as mentioned earlier, in this episode, Elizabeth Gibson is a lawyer with the Brimberry Kaplan and Brimberry Law Firm here in Albany. So, in addition to being admitted to law school in 2011, and graduating from law school in 2011, I should say, she's also admitted to the Georgia Bar in 2020. Also admitted to the Georgia Court of Appeals, the Georgia Supreme Court, the Middle District of Georgia, which is the federal district, and Georgia Superior Courts, Georgia State Courts, Georgia Probate Courts, Georgia Juvenile Courts, and the Georgia Magistrate Courts. And I'm born and raised right here in Albany. I mean, thinking it's always important to have when you're running for office, I mean, especially a local office, you want those homegrown people there. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the importance of this race here in Albany and Daugherty County. I think what's the importance of this race to voters here in Albany and Daugherty County? I think maybe the most important reason why I believe this race is so important to voters here in Albany and Daugherty County. I think it's basically what happened on St. Patrick's Day, the night of St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th, 2013. And then there was a double murder. There was a double murder case in here in Albany, in South Albany. It happened on that night, and there was a massive shooting off of Willard Avenue in Albany, and two men, Desmond Williams and William Davis, were both shot and killed. And a third victim, Nicholas Wright, suffered serious injuries but survived. In a, however, in 2017, two of those defendants, Desmond Warren and Harold Lorenzo Hicks, were among the defendants that were on trial for the shooting deaths of both Davis and Williams. However, in June of 2017, a jury found both Warren and Hicks not guilty in that double murder trial, and were found not guilty on each of the 26 counts that were levied against them. And then there are two more men that were also waiting to trial for murder. And more on those other two men later. And Jaworski Kennedy, the first defendant to be tried for murder, and was convicted on only two of those 26. Was convicted on only two of those 26 charges, and that which included, I think those both of those charges were street gang terrorism, as well as aggravated assault. And he actually served 3.5 years at that 12-year prison sentence. I think with about 13 of the 13 years that were served on probation. And however, in late, he was released in February 2020. But in December 2020, he was shot and he himself was murdered as he was living. I mean, shot dead as he was leaving a local nightclub. And two men have since been arrested and charged with Kennedy's murder. So a lot of things to unpack. A lot of things to unpack in this in that case. And which brings us to the two remaining defendants. And Condell Benyard and Maurice Jimerson. And you have more on Maurice Jimerson later in this episode. And Benyard was also eventually found not guilty of a murder in all 26 counts in although he did serve some time for an unrelated crime. And then as of last check, and Banyard was released from prison. And Banyard was also released from prison as a last check. And then you finally get to Maurice Jemison, while Banyard waited 7 years to stand trial. And Maurice Jemison waited 10 years before he got his day in court, which is unbelievable. And Jemison's incarceration in the Daugherty County Jail is believed to be the longest pretrial detention for any criminal defendant, not only in Georgia, but also one of the longest, among the longest in U.S. history. And then, Jemison waited, like I said, Jemison waited more than a decade before he finally stood trial for murder and multiple other charges. And then that happened in July 2023. That's almost a year ago as this podcast is being recorded. However, Jefferson's case ended in a hung jury or a mistrial. Greg Edwards, the current district attorney, decided retry Jemison, but earlier this year, in March of 2024, Edwards offered a pre-deal to Jemison he allowed Jemison to plead guilty to two lesser charges. And those charges were aggravated assault, as well as possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime or felony. And the thing that finally brought this case to light, and this double murder case from 2013, was an investigative report from Atlanta News First, or WANF Television, CBS Television Network affiliate out of Atlanta. According to Atlanta News First, a Georgia man detained more than a decade behind bars. And trying again, a Georgia man detained more than a decade behind bars and never convicted of a crime is now home with his family. Maurice Jemison's pretrial detention is believed to be one of the largest such detentions in American history. His release comes nearly a year after an award-winning Atlanta News First investigation, the sixth, uncovered him languishing in the Daugherty County, Georgia jail without a court-appointed attorney or a scheduled court date. And this is, I think it's on March 20th of 2024, it's March 21st, during that period. Before I talk about why I believe that D.A. Edwards offered a plea deal to Maurice Jemison, and a little slight correction, and Jawaski Kennedy, the first defendant to be tried But 2013 double murders of Desmond Williams and William Davis, who's actually shot and killed himself in October of 2020, not December of 2020. And this came as he was released earlier in February of 2020 after serving roughly 3.5 years of a 12-year prison sentence. And Kennedy was sentenced to serve 25 years. Sentenced 25 years for his role in the shooting. And obviously, on the Ring podcast, and I want to do my best to be accurate and be as accurate and factual and all that as possible. And then now, as to why the Harney County District Attorney Greg Edwards chose to offer a plea deal to Maurice Jimerson, you know, my thoughts very quickly on that. And just I believe he didn't want to go through the rigor of to try and retry Jimerson, especially after several of his co-defendants had already been acquitted of the murders and the other crimes associated with it. And I don't think he wanted to waste the taxpayers' money here in Daugherty County and the few taxpayers that are still here, and move right along finding 12 people to basically give up their time at on their jobs and or doing whatever they're doing to serve on a jury to hear evidence and facts in a murder trial or really any trial. You're asking a lot for people to just to serve, to go on jury duty, serve on the jury, and just give up spend time away from work or other obligations, other personal obligations, including family, to try and decide whether a person like Maurice Jimerson is guilty. And not only that, also finding witnesses that can truthfully tell the jury and the court what really and truly happened on the night in question. And there's that too. I mean, witnesses' memories can fade, and change over time. And that is just sort of one of those. Basically Edwards just fought a losing battle. Yeah, Edwards just found himself fighting a losing battle with this case, trying to convict all the defendants, including Jaworski Kennedy. And I think he was convicted of street gang and convicted of participating in gangs or gang participation among one of the charges he was convicted of. I think all the defendants were tried on 26 counts, and including felony murder. I think to make a long story short, I think there are a lot of mistakes, way too many mistakes made in the prosecution and handling of this case. I think because of that, not only do you have 5 men, they're free in some capacity, or not being, at least, not being held accountable in a, for their for murder, for their role in this deadly shooting. I mean, you have two, I mean, the, probably the most important thing to keep in mind is the families of those two victims. And they're still grieving, and they're still learning to live every live life every day without their two loved ones, Desmond Williams and William Davis. I mean, so while the Maurice Jimersons of the world are still enjoying their freedom, sort of, and get to that in a moment, and then, while Maurice Jimerson gets the, got the hug and kisses family and friends and other loved ones, I mean, that still doesn't change the fact that two people are dead, and then, never waking up and getting out of that, climbing out of that grave, you know, walking out. That cemetery, I mean, that's never gonna change. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. And so instead of attempting to retry Jimerson, Edwards offered a plea deal to Reese Jimerson, and Jimerson offered to plead guilty to one count of possessing a firearm, being in possession of a firearm, and during the commission of a crime, which as well as aggravated assault. And then as a result, I mean, Jimerson will serve the remaining 19 years of his 30 probation with credit for the 11 years he already served in the Daugherty County Jail. And as a result of that plea deal, and then Jimerson had number one, and obviously he can't possess any weapons. Number two, and he has to graduate from high school within 1 year or 12 months from being released from jail, from the Daugherty County Jail, which is on March 20th, 24. It was a Tuesday, I believe. I believe it was a Wednesday, March 20th, and St. Patrick's Day was 3 days earlier. I mean, exactly 11 years to the day when the murders happened. And probably the most important part of that, probably the most important condition for his release from jail. And he's been banished from Daugherty and surrounding counties, and that would include Baker, Calhoun, and Lee, Mitchell, Terrell, and Worth. So I mean, that's I think and Pinky might be banned from Sumter, Chris, Turner, Tiff counties, and then So, Georgia's had a banishment law. I don't know how that law really works. And, you know, Georgia's had a banishment law for years where convicted criminals or felons are being forced to leave the county where the crime happened and never return, or at least not while they're serving that sentence. So that's another thing to keep in mind. You know, so like I said, you know, as Jimerson is enjoying his newfound freedom, I mean, that still doesn't change the fact that two people were killed, two young men were killed. And like I said, nothing will ever change that fact. I mean, nothing will change that fact. And I'm thinking, And as part of that plea deal, and Jimerson had at least 45 days, has 45 days from being released to find somewhere outside of Daugherty and surrounding neighboring counties to find new housing and all that. And so otherwise he'll be in violation of his probation. So and I think it's I believe it's very easy to see why Elizabeth Gibson has chosen to run for, and like I said earlier, you know, I just believe a lot of mistakes were made in the handling of this case. And I think that's part of the reason why I believe Elizabeth Gibson is running against Greg Edwards and to try and unseat her former boss and to become the next DA for the Daugherty Judicial Circuit. So that's going to do it for episode number 2 of The Ring, or Random Internet News Grapevine Podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember, the Random Internet News Grapevine Podcast can be found on Substack at Random Internet News Grapevine. 4 words rolled into 1. Random Internet News Grapevine.substack.com. And also on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Follow the Southwest Georgia Network on X at the SWGA Network, and then also on Spotify and wherever you get your podcast. So this podcast will be on multiple platforms. So next time, and I'm thinking, well, maybe gonna stay on the legal side of things. Maybe this time talk about the Daugherty County Superior Court, the candidates running for that office. In the meantime, I'm Walter Johnson. Once again, I thank you for listening. Hope to talk to you again soon. In the meantime, thank you, God bless you, and goodbye.